Well, let's get on to the big one, the one we've already been talking about on the show quite a lot. Cardiff City versus Leeds United this
weekend. I don't think we need to talk about that anymore.
Premiership leaders Leeds United were humbled yesterday afternoon by a relentless Cardiff City side who simply wouldn't give up.
That's right.
Leeds took the lead early on through a wonderful finish from Mark Viduka, but Cardiff clawed their way back and never let David O'Leary's men settle. Yeah. Leeds were unlikely to lose Rio Ferdinand to an awkward...
Unlucky, not unlikely.
They were unlucky to lose. They were unlucky to lose. Oh, sorry, I got that wrong, didn't
That's
I?
Right.
Just coming off the top of my head, you see, that's the problem.
Yeah, of course, it doesn't sound as though you're eating it at all, mate.
Unlucky to lose Rio Ferdinand to an ankle injury and have Alan Smith harshly sent off.
Harshly.
For a debatable elbowing incident, but Leeds were below par across the 90 minutes and Cardiff's
perseverance.
Persistence paid off in the end. 2-1 was the final score. At one stage, many thought this could be the major shock of the weekend.
I think I'm right in saying that you're reading this, aren't you? Dave, have you written his report?
I helped him with...
No, I think you've written it. I'll tell you why, because it's written not to be read out loud. It's too descriptive, and it's not Will's style.
Mm.
Okay, I'll ask you some questions, right? No. You look me in the eye. Take his notes away from him, Dave. All of his notes. Take them all away.
I want these ones.
No, take that away. No, take it. Take it away. Take it away, Dave. If he knows this, Mr. Football, that's what he sets himself up to be. Come on, listeners. Let's challenge Mr. Kinder. 08700 100 100. Let's challenge the football brains. Ask him questions about this weekend's FA Cup third round. Any question about any game. I think Clever Clogs might just be beat. In here, right? You up for the challenge?
Bring it on.
All right, 08700 100 100. Let's stump the lanky streaker. This is Sport Talk with Will Kinder and Chris Moyles. Right, let's go to the football lines now, see if you can catch out Mr. Clever Clogs Kinder. You ready?
Standing by.
Line one, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Very good. Right, you've got a question for Mr. Kinder. Away you go.
Who scored the second goal for Aston Villa against Manchester United?
That was definitely one of the Aston Villa players, I believe. Thanks for your call.
Radio 1, hello. Have you got a question for Mr. Kinder?
I have indeed.
Off you go.
I want to know, which of the footballing giants did a Cardiff City knock out in the last round of the Cup?
I believe that was the... Jolly Green Giant, I believe.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Thanks for your call.
Radio 1, hello, you're through to Will Kinder.
Hello, Will.
Hello, how you doing? What can I do for you?
Ringing to ask you a question about FA Cup.
Fire away, mate.
Who scored Liverpool's three goals?
Liverpool's three goals?
Yeah.
It was Trio Ferdinand.
I did.
Very good. Radio 1, hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, you're through to Mr. Kinder. Fire away.
Name the two Watford goal scorers in their 4-2 defeat with Arsenal.
Sandy and Brian. You said name them. I've named them. There you go.
There you go. Right. Radio 1, you're through to Mr. Kinder.
Hi, mate. FA Cup questions, eh?
Yeah, off you go.
Right, the other then. Which top FA Cup winning side does the Ayatollah?
Sorry, say that again.
Which top FA Cup winning side from yesterday... Does the Ayatollah? Yep.
You've lost me there.
I thought you were an FA Cup expert.
I'm not. This is some
is,
sort of...
Is there a trouble with the line? You're not hearing him properly.
Sorry. He thought he was an FA Cup expert. Which top FA...
Oh, we've lost the line there. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to answer that,
tip
but...
Tip my tongue.
Sorry, you know on that first one where you were trying to be sort of vague and say that it was one of the Villa players that scored the second Villa goal? It wasn't. It was Phil Neville with a known goal.
I see.
There you go. Proving that he's not Mr. Clever Clogs. He's Mr. Wally. That's right. Well, Will Wally. That's what we're going to call you from now on. Will Wally knows bugger all about football. Let's sign him up to be manager of Everton.